Hey Omi, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in advance. And here are some tips that I feel or that I know can help you guys get back on stage in the year 2023. I mean, the year is already blessed, is already graced, is already favored, and is full for us and our loved ones. So let's get right into it.
Hello Omis, this is Dunia Dini from Nigeria. And you're listening to Something About Everything, the show that speaks on personal development along the lines of confidence and boldness, ranging from life, love, relationships, spirituality, business, career, to lifestyle, band, prison vibes, and what have you. This is the Relatable Situations podcast. Are you ready for this?
Merry Christmas, homies, and a Happy New Year in advance. So my Christmas went well, apart from the fact that there is no bonus episode from me and the boys, or the boys and I. It's a very sad thing. So one of the boys was back in school. He didn't come home for Christmas at all. Another of the boys was here and there. The third guy, I mean, didn't stay over at my crib. So yeah, that didn't work out, and very sad. In fact, it pained I don't know if you guys remember the guys, the engineer, the doctor of veterinary medicine in training, the ambassador and high zoologist. So four of us. And yeah, it didn't work, it didn't happen. It pained me, it pained the ambassador, it pained, in fact, all of us. It has been paining the engineer since, because he knew he wasn't going to come home. So, hurtful. But we moved, Sha. It's all for the best, if you guys get it. So, yeah. Now, I'm doing this bonus episode, yes, because this is a bonus episode. I just realized that December can't just go by without me dropping a bonus episode. So, here's one. Now, I realized that this 2020, to some people, it was really, really good. Like, it was their best year yet. And to some other people, it was blah. It was, they were just surviving. They were just, you know, they were not living. They were surviving. So I want to drop down some tips that are going to help. Because left to me alone, I enjoyed it, actually. Minus the NYSC part. Because it was really straight. It is, because I'm still there. I'm still in the scheme. I will be done by February. I'm still in this game. It is stressful. It is exhausting. It is time consuming. Like, literally, nah, no, just no. Apart from that, cool. I mean, I earned my first foreign currency, and it wasn't even in dollars, but in euros. I mean, big whoops to me. You guys should clap for me now. So that went well. I got more exposed in the media world. Finally, and actually made a plan on getting a new phone. Like, actually, finally, I have decided I'm going to be getting an iPhone, by the way, saddening. But it is what it is, because I figured and I realized that the phone I want to get, which is a Samsung, and it's going to fit into my content creation stuff, is going to be like towards 750,000 naira to 800,000 naira. And I currently do not have that right now, okay? I wanted to get an S22 Ultra with about like 256 gig memory space. But I do not have that cash currently on me. And I don't think I'm going to have it, I mean, to buy the phone. Because even if I have that cash, there are other things I'm going to divert it into. So I just decided to just get an iPhone, because it has a good camera, has good space. Me too, I'll join the gang of carrying power. It is what it is. Anything for content creation. I mean, I'll get an iPhone to earn the money that will get me Easy Flip. Yes, I'm going to move from an Ultra to Easy Flip. That's how I'll keep graduating till I actually get my Samsung phone. I mean, I'm a Samsung ambassador, nothing. And this is my present Samsung A20. Yes, I'm not going to give it out. I'm not going to sell it. It's going to be with me. So I'm going to kind of be using like two phones. And yeah. There are a lot of things on my Samsung cloud that I can't just give out. There are a lot of things saved on Samsung cloud that, no, I can't just. Meanwhile, I also had lots of things saved on my iCloud when I was using my iPad. But when I get my iPhone, I'll redeem it. You guys know what I mean. So an iPhone, it is, and I'm going for an XR. Yeah, an XR. But till next year, before the phone comes, okay? Before the money is complete, actually. So that is that. So let's just get straight into the tips for getting back on stage in the year 2023. Now, it's not time for you to pressure yourself. It's not time for you to work yourself up. I know most people see it as, okay, end of the year, it's time for you to reflect on your life and think of what you do better in 2023. But really, how many of us really do that? Like, how many of us really actually do the things we thought was going to be good for us in the upcoming year? I don't know if you guys get that. Like now, okay, we're in 2022. Most people like thought of how they spent their 2022 and how they're going to spend their 2023 to make their lives better. But when we get to 2023, how many people are actually going to do those things they actually thought was going to make their lives better? How many of us? I mean, most people would have even forgotten. That's why I'm not even into the new year, new me, new year resolution stuff and stuff. But you just make like some certain decisions. You draw out some certain plans that you know that if you miss this, you are a goner in this year. Do you understand? Instead of, I mean, and that is not new year resolution. I don't know. You guys have turned it to another thing. So let's just get straight to it. So the first things first is know yourself. Now, I'm particular about personal development. Yes, I'm passionate about it. And I'm a coach. I'm a mentor in it. I mean, I'm an actor running that, coaching people and earning my cool cash. You guys get what I mean? So you can also join on Actu and search for my name, Dunia Kiyomi or Dunia_Duni. Anyhow, you're going to find me there. You can follow me and I will be sure to follow back on good content and join me in my upcoming live cast. Yes, set a reminder, set a schedule. And yes, so just go to your Play Store or your App Store and download the app Actio, like A-C-T-I-O, download it and register and it's a go from there, okay? So the first things I always talk about is know yourself. I'm a personal development coach, a personal development mentor to be or enthusiast. And the first thing, the basis of everything is your identity, yourself. I mean, that's what even the devil uses to derail people, to shake people. Once you do not know who you are, you don't know what you are in Christ Jesus. I mean, because I'm a child of God. You're going to be shaking. They're going to throw you off. People are going to label you. They're going to limit you. Even you will limit yourself. You will not know what you're capable of. And then you just take different kind of shit from different kind of people. And then at the end, you start complaining that someone's treating you this way, that way, this way, this way, what way. That's your problem. You caused it. So know yourself. Know what you're capable of. Know what you can do. Know what you cannot do. And know what you are going to do, but you cannot do, and you're planning to do. I don't know if you guys get that, but get it. Secondly, take care of yourself. Now, this 2022, I know most of us were surviving. I mean, in my service year, I am surviving. I mean, I'm partially living, but I'm majorly surviving. Now, I know most of us, I'm just using my own as an example, as per service here, but I know most of us have other areas of our lives where we were surviving at. Please, let's take care of ourselves. I mean, this life you only live once. Yes, yes. People say this, that you only actually and truthfully, you only live once in this life. It's when you die, you go to eternal life, and then you live like forever with Jesus Christ, and you enjoy yourself and just be singing hallelujah to God. Well, okay, yeah, so that's good. But in this life, take care of yourself. Nobody's going to take care of yourself for you, except you're a gold digger. Even a gold digger, before you find the gold you're digging, you suffer first. So take care of yourself, even along the way to go digging, whatever you want to be. But I'm sure we do not have gold diggers in this hood. So take care of yourself. Take very good care of yourself. Do not think that it's every time you win something that you have to buy yourself something. Hello? Stop that. Yes, you've won. Celebrate yourself. Doesn't mean you should spend money unnecessarily. Oga, don't worry. You see it yourself now. What you're looking for, you see it. Thirdly, do not overwork yourself. Now, I know 2023 is a year for changes, decision-making, for us to go harder, and all that stuff, but still, do not overwork yourself. Do not kill yourself. Okay? When you go, life continues. There's nothing. Nothing will stop because of you. People will they'll cry, they'll do everything, but nothing's going to end because of you, okay? Fourthly, enjoy and spend time with family and friends. Yes. Make sure and be sure to always get good company, have time, spend time with your loved ones. I mean, they are the ones that are there for you at the end of the day. Like now, for example, I wanted to hold a slumber party with my really good friends, like a quite a number of us, about seven of us, including I. But it didn't hold as far. One, like, we had planned this thing, though, and then this is my crazy friends build on me. But it's all good. It's all fine. I mean, we're all growing. We're all, like, starting to face our lives. We're all starting, like, some people are getting engaged, some people are getting married and all. So we are all getting into that phase, and then everyone is focusing on their life. So it didn't eventually hold, sadly, but it is what it is. I tried to bring all of us together because I know that this 2023, there's going to be a lot of work for every one of us, including me, because I'm really going to be going harder on my pod. I'm going to be going harder on my content creation stuff. I'm going to be going harder on media and even on zoology. I'm going to be finishing service 2023. So you guys do not want to imagine the things in stock for me, but I know that God's grace has covered it all, and God has already made everything soft and smooth sailing for me. So take as much time as possible to spend time, enjoy time. See, guys, make memories, jot down, capture moments. Hello. And that brings us to our next point. Make memories as you go out. Ensure and be sure and make sure to make memories and capture moments wherever you go. Even if you take yourself out on like a single date, capture moments, please. Take pictures of your food. I know people say it's for people that have not seen. Oh, please, shut the frack. Shut the fracking frack, please. Let me hear what. It's my food, it's my phone, it's how I do it. I'm gonna take myself out. It's your problem. Even if another person took me out, that's how I wanna do it, and I'm gonna do it that way, okay? So next point, go along with the flow. Keep up with the activities of the world. Now, I know we are not of this world. We are of God, but we live in this world. Okay? But still, but yet, I don't know the English Nigerians used to speak. Still go along with the flow. I mean, if you do not go along with the flow, the world's going to leave you. Learn things. As things are coming up, learn things you are interested in. If you see they're coming up in your field or even another field, just have an idea of it. Grow along with the world. I mean, you live here, okay? Good. That's all I'll say on that. Next, grow in your spirituality. Get closer to God. I mean, make 2023 your year you were closest with God most out of the years you've spent on this earth. Get close to God. There's a lot of things he wants to do for his children in this year 2023, and you cannot afford to miss out on it. I mean, if you are not yet a child of God, please, please, and please become one. Ask him for forgiveness. Tell him you are sorry. Confess your sins to him. And you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, who came and died for your sins, our sins, all of our sins all together. And he rose up again on the third day. Okay? Once you believe that, you ask God for forgiveness. I mean, you become a child of God. You've become a new creature entirely. Start to study the word. Study the word. Pray. And talk to God. I mean, talk to him like you're talking to your friend. It's not until when you say in Jesus' name you're talking to God. You can, because he has given you the Holy Spirit. You ask for the Holy Spirit to come into your life. And he's there with you all the time. I mean, he's beside you, he's in you, he's outside of you, he's around you, he's in front, he's at the back, he's on top, he's under, anywhere you are. The Holy Spirit is there as long as you're a child of God. So do not miss out on it. There's a lot of things God wants to do for and with his children in the coming year, 2023. Do not afford to. I am telling you guys. And the last but not the least point, grow in every ramification of your life. Okay? Listen to podcasts, watch more vlogs. I mean, vlogs that will give you knowledge, that will, you know, broaden your horizon. Listen to podcasts like my podcast. Listen to lots of podcasts. Share these things, whatever you learn from these things. Share those pages or those podcasts with your friends, with your family, so they can also learn and also join, I mean, the group of people that are growing. Do not be stingy. Do not be selfish with your growth. I mean, share how you're growing with others too. I mean, it will help people. So do not forget to do that. Grow in your financial life. I mean, invest in stocks. Now, before you do that, make sure you have a financial advisor. Don't just go and just put your money somewhere, because by the time it runs low, you're the one that will be crying, not them. So have a very good financial advisor. I mean, there is Financial Jennifer on Instagram, all in small letters. Check her out. Yeah, she's going to help you with that. To save too, she's also there. Like, I mean, invest in your financial life. Do not be stuck. Do not be broke. Children of God are never broke, okay? Your money is coming, yes. That doesn't mean you are broke. Still, you must have something doing. That is what is going to bring the money with God's blessings on it. Are we good? Your emotional life, invest in it. Even if you are single, like me, still invest in your emotional life. I mean, when that right guy comes along, or when that beautiful lady comes along, when that smart lady comes along, you have to be ready for it. You have to be ready. You have to be sane. You have to be wise. You have to be smart, okay? And learn to drop your guard down for the one that you feel is the one. Enough of this toxic shit you guys do up and down. I mean, is toxicity not enough for you guys? Isn't it killing or murderous for you guys? You guys, please, I beg, ejo, biko, bianiba. No, that's another one. So you guys, please, just be sure to do that. And whatever, in your health, I mean, yes, go for checkups. So you don't, nothing springs up on you. Do not be caught unawares. Don't be caught by surprise. It's not good. But a child of God, no. Jeremiah 33:3, call upon me and I will show you things from the foundation of the earth that no one knows. The Bible says it. See, guys, let me tell you a secret. I did that and I started seeing things like this. You guys would think it's a joke, but I started seeing things like this. When I tell my friends, like my really, really good friends, because I don't spread it out a lot, that I see things, but now I'm telling you guys, yes. They're always like, and I tell them and they're like, whoa. And I'm like, I asked God for this thing and he shows me all the time. It's like I see flashes, like I see these things. You guys don't want to know how beautiful it is. So instead, it doesn't make you reactive. It makes you proactive. So you've seen this thing before that situation comes to play. You will have changed it from the spiritual. You will have changed it. So when the thing even happens, even if the thing is bound to happen, you'll be proactive towards it. You'll be looking for solutions, not that you'll be reacting to it and trying to add more fuel to the fire, okay? So I think those are the points that I've got for you guys, and they should be enough, at least as bases. As we go along in the year, I'll be dropping more tips on more bonus episodes. So you guys do not slack. You guys do not take last. And we all grow and win on this pod. Yes, that's how it's going to be. So happy new year in advance. And by the way, I'll be going for crossover soon. I hope you all are going for crossover too. So I'll be going for it soon. And yep, in Abeokuta. And I wish you guys a very, very safe crossover, a blessed crossover. And see you guys next year. See you guys tomorrow. See you guys next week. See you guys next month. See you guys next everything. But actually, see you guys next year. Bye.
Thanks for staying to the end of this podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating plus comment, and don't forget to share or recommend to family and friends. Catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.